ज्ञान सुमिरन्धस्य
ज्ञानञ्जनोदमात्मजाम् येन तस्मै गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयम् रूपपदामयम् ददातीश्वपदामिदम् वन्दयाम् श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् सर्वजातम् सहगणरघुनभानितम् तम् सजीवम् सारमेतम् सावधूतम् कल्याणशैलम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादाम् सह गणललिता श्रीशाकल्पारूपस्य श्रीपादिदूय एव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावं विष्णुपराय विष्णाय सारभूतले स्वामिनेति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणीकारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी स्वाचार्यकारिणे जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Vrindavan of course.
Yes. Satyabhama came to Dwarka. She had offered to
Krishna.
We had gone that far. Krishna entered on Vrindavan, then he replaced some deity, then how Satyabhama came. Then her permission means Krishna told, Krishna said Rukmini, that I have developed a desire to see that the tapasvini who is having a prata. Rukmini said, whatever your desire is up to you. Then Krishna, he dressed himself as a Banabihar dress, Banabihar, not to go to forest. Then he entered into Navabrindavan. Navabrindavan was created by Vishwakarma. The pleasure of Srimati Radharani in Dwarka, there is one Vrindavan known as Navabrindavan, exactly like Vrindavan. Jamuna River, all forests, everything are there. Then Krishna entered Navabrindavan. Then Radhani saw Krishna there. Before she saw Krishna as Jaitifar. Though she saw real Krishna, but she still now did not know that he is real Krishna. So she is deity talking all these things. Now she saw Krishna not in kingly form, saw Krishna now like Gopal form. Then Krishna met by King Radharani, who is Satyabhama now here. Then they removed after so long time. Krishna said, oh, I am so fortunate that I am still, I have darshan, your darshan here in Vrindavan. Then Navabrinda is there also. He is very happy now after a long time. I will see the meeting of Radha and Krishna. And that beautiful pastime will take place. He will get ecstasy. Krishna is going to greet Radharani. But Radhan is standing still, like this, not reacting at all. Navabrinda is very surprised. What happened? Why is he not reacting anything? How can she react by seeing Krishna? And Krishna, after so much tears coming, she is not able to see Krishna. She is stunned. She cannot speak anything. No? By seeing Krishna after so long, she would imagine, if she is thinking, Krishna is very far in Mathura, there is no hope to see Krishna, all of a sudden. No, he saw Krishna. Then Krishna approached Radharani. Then Radharani finally came to her external senses. She was still lamenting. Saw Krishna was still lamenting. That her Vrindavan is there. Navabrinda is there. Krishna is there. Who is not there? Lalita Vishakha not there. So she surprised what happened to Vishakha. Why Vishakha is not, no? Why is Vishakha? And Krishna said, I'll tell you a very interesting story about Vishakha, what has happened to her. Oh, you know about Vishakha? Yes. I know Vishakha. Then please tell me what happened to her. And Krishna said, you see, yesterday I went with Arjun to Khandavan, the forest. So Arjuna is going for hunting, so I just accompanied with him to get some flowers, beautiful flowers. The flower name, anybody remember? The difficult name. Surasagandhik flower. Surasagandhik flower. It took me 2 days to remember it. Surasagandhik flower. Surasagandhik flower. I went to Khandavan. So when Arjun was after hunting a deer, so all of a sudden I see the two eagle birds, they are attacking another two birds. What are the two birds? One is a parrot, another is a hamsa. What is a hamsa in English? Swan. Huh? Eagle birds are attacking these two birds. One is a parrot and one is a swan. So when these two birds, parrot and swan, they are attacked by eagles, so they are talking to each other. They are talking to each other. Swan saying, oh, now we are going to die. yes, so unfortunately we will miss which one is not Modi. That lotus stem, she was enjoying lotus stem in that lake. So he said, in that sacrifice place of Radharani, Radha sacrifice place, I was enjoying the lotus stem so nicely, now I would lose that, miss that. The parrot said, oh, on the Radha and Yajna place, I was enjoying the fruits, now I would miss that. So Krishna had that pronouncing Radha's name, something mysterious is, why that in Radha's name? Immediately Krishna said, these two birds, parrot and swan, and Krishna and Arjuna were walking in the forest, they saw an old lady in that forest. And Krishna went and asked that old lady, that, who are you, what are you doing here? The old lady said, you see, beautiful lake has appeared due to the austerity of a great tapasini. And all these swans, they stay here in this lake. The bank of this lake, there's a beautiful tree. And all these parrots, they say, I take care of all these birds. And they enjoy the fruits of yajna. And Krishna says, not yajna. Who is doing this yajna? Yes, there's one tapasini. She has a vrata to fulfill the desire of Radha. He is doing vrata meditation under this water. He is doing meditation tapasya. She becomes very then Radhani when she is hearing, oh, then what happened? Radhani is asking. Now what happened? Then Krishna asked, can you show me who is that tapasini? Then this old lady took Krishna to a cave. And Krishna went inside the cave. And he saw there is one lady sitting. She is wearing bark, tree bark. And all of her body is soiled, just put soil. It's a long hair, matted hair. Matlock. Then Krishna couldn't recognize who is this tapasini. In this, immediately tapasini woke up. That got up and came forward crying and crying. And addressing Krishna in so many different nice ways, you know. Oh, you are here. I never thought I will see you here. Krishna still doesn't recognize me. Who are you? And you don't recognize me. I am here. That most unfortunate maid servant, Vishakha. That is Vishakha coming from the Surya Loka. She is doing tapasya there to fulfill the desire of Radharani. Because how Radharani will miss Krishna. In tapasya there. Then immediately the Krishna started to cry. Asking Vishakha in this condition. She has been so much sacrificed that Radha Krishna was united. Krishna saying to Satyabhama, then immediately the cold and the hot tears rolled down from my eyes. So I soaked my cloth with those tears. Then by mantra, I gave Vishakha her original body again. Vishakha, I explained Vishakha about you, that you are here. Then immediately Vishakha was very eager. Radha became more and more eager. Oh, what happened? Oh, Vishakha is here. Then Vishakha said, oh, I want to see Radharani. But I can't see her. Why? Because Surya Bhagavan's wife, Sangya, Surya Bhagavan has told me, until unless Radharani put the Samantaka jewel on her head, you will not see her face, you will not go close to her. Oh, I am such unfortunate. Instruction of my father, who is her father? Vishakha's father? Surya Bhagavan. I think Surya Bhagavan is Vishakha's father. But the instruction of father has become a great distress for me. Now I can go and see. I will stay here. Stay here in this fountain, near this fountain, in the forest. But Radharani was very much eager, no. And see Vishakha, how can I see Vishakha? Immediately Nababrinda said, no, you can't see Vishakha. Then Radhani also remembered that Surya Bhagavan's wife Sangya has told, until unless the Samantaka jewel comes on your head, and when the Samantaka jewel comes, will be put on your head, the good sauhajya, good fortune will arise to you. So she has to control. Actually, not today. She has to control that. So in this way, Krishna informed Satyabhama, what has happened, Satyabhama said, self-control has told them both Krishna and Satyabhama, they went watching the beautiful atmosphere of Navabindavan. They were remembering all the pastimes of Vrindavan. Krishna asking, do you remember? This was the path to go to Yamuna. Radhani saying, oh, why not? We have gone this way, that way, this is that tree, that is that tree. All these things are in Vrindavan, you know. They're walking, walking through the road, going to Yamuna River, everything, remembering, memorizing all these things. Then, what happened? I had told you about that when Krishna went to see Rukmini. Rukmini had given one garland, that Surya Sugandhika. When that pastime took place, that deity pastime, deity fall pastime, then Satyavaya Rukmini came and saw Krishna wearing those cloths. Then Krishna said, oh, she must have become very angry upon me. So in Madhya Mangal, you take this Surya Sugandhika flower and you give it to Rukmini. Then afterwards, Krishna went to see Rukmini. I have told this when you forgot. Then when Rukmini saw Krishna is coming, she said, Madhavi, oh, our Lord is coming, let us greet. So she came and she has prepared her nice garland out of the Surya Sugandhika flower, which she offered to Krishna. So Krishna wearing that garland and taking permission from Rukmini that I will meet that tapasini, so he went. In the meantime, when he met Satyabhama, they were wandering in the forest, and Krishna embracing Satyabhama, you know, like this. They are having loving talk with each other. So at one point, that garland, Surya Sugandhika garland, touching the necklace of Radharani, then it's crushed, you know, it is crushed. At one point, cut, that rope, you know, the Surya garland is cut, and that fell into the river of Yamuna. When it fell into the river of Yamuna, then immediately one bird came and picked up that flower, garland, and she flew into the palace of Rukmini, carrying that garland. Then she said, hey, where is it going? Why is it going to Rukmini? Because she's wearing that garland. So she is bird taking the carrying and finds Rukmini's palace. So then Krishna forgot, then watching beautiful Navabrindavan and all these things. God went and dropped that flower garland in front of Rukmini. And Rukmini saw that garland she gave to Krishna, the same garland. And she picked up that garland, oh, prasad mala of my husband, of my Lord, immediately she put on her leg. Next to her, Madhavi was standing and talking. Madhavi smelled the garland. Madhavi said, yes, that is prasad of your husband, but I can smell. The smell of ladies coming from the garland. The smell of ladies there. Then Rukmini said, oh, that means the Satyabhama must have, no, this garland must have touched Satyabhama. That's why that smell is here. Why I am wearing that garland which has touched Satyabhama? Anybody, she had that garland. Immediately, Rukmini dressed herself as Satyabhama. By that time, Krishna was in Navabrindavan. Then Krishna would see Satyabhama sitting and discussing different things and walking and enjoying. So Krishna told Satyabhama, let us go, take this rest here. Satyabhama followed. Then, Rukmini has dressed herself like Satyabhama. Okay. So when Rukmini entering New Vrindavan, Satyabhama saw Rukmini entering New Vrindavan. Immediately, she hid herself behind a mango tree. That's a mango tree. She hid herself. Now Vrinda does not understand why she is hiding behind mango tree. And Krishna saw Rukmini coming, but he didn't recognize Rukmini. He said, Satya Bhama is coming, right? Because he has dressed like Satya Bhama. So he is mistaking Rukmini as Satya Bhama. But Navabinda has seen that that is not Satya Bhama, that is Rukmini. So Navabinda immediately, as it is, she wrote on a Ketaki flower petal, she wrote in an indirect way, what you are thinking, that is not real Satya Bhama, that is Rukmini. So she, but help one bird, bird picked up that petal and threw in front of Krishna. So Krishna is thinking, real Satya Bhama, real Satya Bhama is hiding behind the tree. So this depleted Satya Bhama, Rukmini is coming. So Krishna read that, then he realized, oh, this is not Satya Bhama, this is Rukmini. So today he saved him from this danger. He saved him from this danger. Then Krishna, pleasing Rukmini, I love you so much. You are only my dear. And I'm pleasing, and I'm pleasing her so many ways. At times, he's doing it a different way. Oh, I have mistaken the granddaughter of Vishwakarma, Satya Bhama to you. So sometimes he's singing Rukmini, sometimes Satya Bhama. Very strange he's behaving. Then he himself says, oh, I'm very disturbed today. So he left. Then Rukmini and Madhavi talking to him, what has happened, my love? It's very strange today. Very difficult to understand him. Then okay. So Madhavi, Rukmini, let us go, meet with Satya Bhama. They went to meet with Satya Bhama. Then Satya Bhama just saw, Rukmini saw Satya Bhama. He looks very jubilant, very happy. Rukmini saw, you are looking very sad before. Today you look very happy. What happened to you? You tell me, is it true that garland, which the Aryaputra was wearing, that garland has stopped your chest. So in this way, she was inquiring from Radharani, from Satya Bhama. Satya Bhama said, don't speak like this. I have taken shelter under a lotus feet. You are my lord. You are my protector. You are my protector. I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Now the lord of this house is very naughty, very wicked. You have to protect me from him. So he is very wicked. Then I have a brother, I have a vow, I have to maintain it. Until that, you have to protect me. Then Rukmini said, okay, don't be worried. From today, I will make sure you are very much protected. Then Rukmini left that place. In the meantime, what happened? The Vishwakarma, the grandfather of Satya Bhama. So he had sent two sets of nice boxes of ornaments, alankar. So with that alankar, one sakhi arrived there with that box of alankar. Her name is Sukanti Sakhi. So Sukanti Sakhi, she came there. She is a disciple of Narad Muni. And she is also a good follower of Satya Bhama. She is like very close to Satya Bhama. So Radha and Krishna and Satya Bhama, they were wandering in the forest, talking to each other. And Sukanti came to Navabrindavan. And she saw Krishna is discussing with Satya Bhama. She hid herself to listen what is happening. So Krishna and Satya Bhama talking all loving, talks, she's hearing. And all of a sudden Krishna realized, Rukmini is entering into Navabrindavan. So told Satya Bhama, let's go away from here. Rukmini is coming. We should stay together. And Krishna with Madhu Mangal separated from Satya Bhama. Satya Bhama was there inside a cave. Then Sukanti came inside the cave and gave that box of ornaments that your grandfather Vishwakarma has tended to Kali Yuga. Then Satyama was dressing herself, putting all the ornaments inside the case, so she could take them outside the case. Then he saw Krishna, Madhur Mangal sitting there. Then Sukunti said, Krishna, okay, whatever both of you are talking, I have heard everything, not you both sitting here. I'll go tell everything to Rukmini that you are talking to Satyabhama and whatever you are talking, I know everything. I'll tell the Krishna, no, please don't tell. So Krishna is scared, you know. Because as I explained to you, this is a different pastime going on. Just like Radha and Radha scared hiding when they meet with Krishna, not Krishna hiding meeting, but hiding when meeting with Radha. No, don't tell you. I will give a very good boon, giving some bribe to her. No? A boon, I will give a good blessing so that you get nice advice, nice sangita that will please everybody. And second thing, what bless will give me? As a blessing of Rukmini, I have such a nice voice. Even I can defeat the singer jesting in front of Parvati. They also praise me. They worship my feet. I think so beautifully. And what blessings will give me? Okay, then you ask me any blessings, whatever you want. But don't tell to Rukmini, you are talking to Satyabhama. Don't tell this thing. Actually, this Kirnari, this Sukanti, she is favorable to Satyabhama. Then she said, Krishna, okay, I want you to ask something. What is that? See, I have my friend Vidyadhari. She is inside this cave. This cave is very dark. But you have this cost of money. Kostavan is very dazzling, you know. Dark place, Kostavan will become light. So if you can go and put your light to this Kostavan money, so that is what I want from you. So fulfill my desire. Then Krishna went, okay, that this Krishna, the Satyabhama is sitting inside. Satyabhama is still happy, you know, Krishna is back again. Then, I am a small fish, I will explain a small little water, now Vasan has come to me. Satyabhama found Krishna inside the cave, alone, he is very happy. Madhur Mangal is there. Madhur Mangal, you just saw. Rukmini is entering into the cave. So what to do? There is only one way to enter. There is no other way they can escape from there. Rukmini is entering into the cave. What to do? Radha Satyabhama got so scared. She disappeared from there immediately. She knows yoga shakti, you know. She disappeared. Then Krishna is saying, why Rukmini is coming here at this time? Then after what happened? Rukmini was not there. So this is Maya was created by Sukanti. Sukanti knows some Maya. Maya is not some illusory power. So to make a fun out of them, so she created all these things, you know. Then she answered, said, no, don't worry. Not Rukmini, it's me, I am here. The whole description is to put Krishna into this more sensitive position, no? To be scared with this thing. Then Krishna has this cost of money, the whole cave was very much, no? Light, lot of light. In that cave, there's lot of pictures like this, no? Big picture was put there. Whole cave was like decorated. What are the pictures? Pictures all Krishna's pastimes. Then Navabrinda was going, taking Krishna and Satyabhama and explaining the appearance pastimes of Krishna, Krishna killing Putana, Krishna killing Srinavata also, demon, this, that, and both Krishna and Satyabhama enjoying in the pastimes. He was explaining one after another, one point, that one picture. Her Akrura has come with chariot to take Krishna to Mathura. And after Satyabhama saw that picture, she immediately fainted. So she thought, Akrura has again come to take Krishna. Then Krishna said, no, this is a picture, this is not true, this is a picture, no? That's right. And again, Satyabhama came to external sense. Then Navabrinda was going to explain the next picture how, Krishna and Balaram going to take him. So Mathura then says, no, don't explain all this, stop. Omit all this chapter. The next chapter was how Krishna killed Kansa. And she was happy like that. In this way, there are three different persons inside the cave. Rukmini was there inside the palace. She is very sad now because Krishna is spending so much time with Satyabhama. But she can't tolerate the separation from Krishna because Krishna is everything to Rukmini, Chandravali. So she said, she said that Madhavi, I can stay in separation from Krishna. Please let us meet Krishna. So they are walking to Navavrindavan. Navarathan Rukmini could smell the bodily smell of Krishna. Krishna must be there somewhere. So they are searching for Krishna. Actually, the three things I said that happened here now. So Krishna, after coming out from the cave with Satyabhama, they are walking for a long time. Then Satyabhama following Krishna, Krishna going in front, Satyabhama going behind. Then Krishna said, Satyabhama, let us go. That little race here in this group, in the door of the group, Krishna sit down there. And that time, Rukmini entering to Navavrindavan, which is Madhavi. The Rukmini saw Krishna is sitting there. Then Madhavi said, oh, Krishna is sitting there alone. You go alone and to serve Krishna. I'll stay here. I'll not go. And Satyabhama Maharaj seen that Rukmini is entering. So Satyabhama hiding herself inside, behind the bush tree, mango tree. Then Navavrinda thinks, why is she hiding behind the mango tree? Then Krishna realized, when Krishna saw Rukmini entering, yes, Krishna saw that Rukmini is entering. Then immediately Krishna is going to tell something. Now Krishna addressing something. Rukmini entering, Rukmini came out from behind the tamal tree. So Krishna thinking that Satyabhama was hiding behind the mango tree. Now she's coming out behind the tamal tree. So he's asking, what happened? You're hiding behind mango tree. How are you coming out of tamal tree? So Krishna, by that time Krishna doesn't know that here is Rukmini coming. He is mistaken. Because here you hide behind the tamal tree, a mango tree. How are you coming to tamal tree? Then immediately, Navavrinda indicated, oh, that is not Satyabhama, that is Rukmini. So Rukmini is coming, Rukmini is thinking, oh, Madhavi said, oh, Krishna is waiting for you. Rukmini, yes, he is waiting for you to get service from you. Please go, serve Krishna. So Rukmini coming with great desire, oh, Krishna is there. I'll serve Krishna. Then when Krishna was telling something, he said, then Krishna said, why Satyabhama? No. Why Satyabhama? Then tell you, why Mr. Kham? No, tell his mouth. He has said, don't tell something. Why Satyabhama? Then he stopped. Then when this word came from his mouth, then Rukmini understood that he is completely devoted to Satyabhama. No. He realized, now how much Krishna is attached to Satyabhama. Then Krishna realized, this is not Satyabhama, it is Rukmini standing in front of him. Rukmini said, because Madhavi said, oh Madhavi, come here. Then Madhavi, oh no, Madhavi, where are you? Then Madhavi came, oh, I am here. Then Krishna is there, Rukmini is there, Madhavi is there. Satyabhama hiding behind the mango tree. Krishna is very much worried. What is this time for his prayer to a mango tree? Now, please, you expand your body. So that Rukmini cannot see Satyabhama. So Satyabhama cannot hide herself behind you. The mango tree is not expanding. No. He is standing there. And Madhavi told, Devi, when Rukmini, Devi, your second expansion is standing behind the tree. Your expansion is standing behind the tree. Then in pieces, so I got caught now. Now Rukmini knew that, you know, then immediately, that when I got caught, no, I have to upright, you know, Rukmini immediately. Krishna embraced Rukmini, no, I am only yours, don't doubt me, be there always, you know, satisfying her. Then Radhani saw, this is not a good time anymore to stay here. She left. Left. Then one day, after few days, one day Radharani came. Radharani discussed with Madhavi. Madhavi, it is not good anymore to keep such a one with Nava Vrindavan. So initially she thought Nava Vrindavan is good. No? She will stay away from Krishna. Now she meets Krishna. So he made a plan with Madhavi. After this Nava Vrindavan is no more safe place. So we should do some other arrangements. What to do it? So one day, Rukmini came from Nava Vrindavan. And she found Satyabhama looks very jubilant. Satyabhama getting association of Krishna. So in her body, all the symptoms are there. She is associated with Krishna. All bodies will wounded and everything. And Rukmini went, Satyabhama, oh, my dear sister, all of your body, what are all these wounds? Leaves, these wounds, maybe some parrot thinking, this is pomegranate seed, is it? No? What is this? This bit is here. Pecking, bit pecking. Rukmini knows, because she is associated with Krishna, so all of her body, the symptoms are there. But she is telling it differently, oh, my dear sister, you are staying in this forest. The parrot is picking your leaves and all these things happening. I think it is not good for you to stay in this forest. But you come and stay with me in my palace. I said, that is she wants. So, you know, that Satyabhama will not stay in the forest with Krishna coming to meet with her. So please come. Then what Satyabhama will do? So I said, oh, now all my good days finished. She just followed to Rukmini. From that day, Rukmini would always keep Satyabhama along. Wherever she would go, she would keep Satyabhama. To make sure Krishna doesn't meet Satyabhama. From that day, Krishna could not see Satyabhama. In great separation, whatever happened, sometimes he is going on top of the building, somewhere he can have the darshan of Satyabhama. Rukmini is always keeping as the author said, no? Next to her. Always following. What will happen? Under Nava Vrinda, under Madhu Mangal, Krishna, three of them, they're discussing. Madhu Mangal telling, this Krishna is so attached to Satyabhama, I'm telling, forget her, I am so much behind her. But still he cannot control, he's going on top of the building, somewhere to look Satyabhama. So they're discussing, no? Nava Vrinda, Krishna, and Madhu Mangal, Krishna saying, no, I can stay with her, all his affection, this, that. That time, one Sakhi came, her name is Satyabhama Sakhi. So her name is Pingala Sakhi. The Pingala Sakhi was sent by Satraji, the father of Satyabhama. So Satraji had the Samantaka money, no? So the Radhani was wearing, she had kept that. The Pingala Sakhi came with a box. And he met Krishna and Nava Vrinda, they were there. So the King Satraji has sent his Samantaka money for his daughter Satyabhama. I am Sakhi of Satyabhama from father's house. My name is Pingala. By seeing Pingala Sakhi, he says, oh, I'm so fortunate. I have seen the Sakhi, Pingala Sakhi, the Sakhi of Satyabhama means. I have seen Satyabhama definitely. Then Madhu Mangal said, how is that? I seen Pingala, how did you see Satyabhama? Then Krishna said, now I have a plan. What is the plan? Plan is, I will dress myself as a Sakhi also. So I will go with this Pingala Sakhi. So Pingala Sakhi will go with this Samantaka money to give to Satyabhama. So I will go with him as a Sakhi. In that way I can take the option of Ashtahama. Nabu Vrinda thought very seriously. This is very adventurous, the dangerous plan you are making now. This is not an easy plan. So this is, don't be worried. I'll manage it now. Okay. Then Nabu Vrinda went fast. Then Krishna dressed herself very nicely, himself very nicely. As another sakhi called Rathani. His name was given Rathani. Rathani sakhi. So now, Madhu Mangal, along with Rathangi and Singala, but they went to Rukmini's palace. When they went, Rukmini and Satyama sitting together on top of the Singhasan, both of them were sitting. Then Madhu Mangal entered into the palace, along with Pingala and Rathangi. Then Madhu Mangal introduced Pingala. She has come from Satrajit, Samantakamani, to give to Satyabhama. Then Rukmini saw along with Pingala Rathangi. Who is the second Rathangi? She looks brilliant, so blue color. I have blue come. My body is becoming blue. She looks so attractive. Who is that? Then Madhu Mangal said, she is a very dear sakhi of Satyabhama. So she has come. Then Madhavi sitting next to Rukmini said, but why she is covering her head like this? Why is she going down? Why is not? This is our Antapura. We are all ladies here. There is no gents here. Why is she standing like this? Then Pingala said, no, she is feeling very shy. No, she was always intimately connected with Satyabhama. Because you are all here, queens of Dwaraka, this is very shy. So she would like to meet with Satyabhama alone, solitary place. Then she can get to meet Satyabhama. In the meantime, Satyabhama has seen blue Sakhi. And she has recorded that it is Krishna. And she is smiling, covering her throat, she is smiling like Krishna. Krishna has come dressing himself as a lady. Then Rukmini could not recognize, okay, Satyabhama, you please go to Swarna Mandir, there is golden palace, your old friend has come, this is Rathani Sakhi, please you take your sakhi and embrace your sakhi. So, then Satyabhama says, yes, this is done, follow your order. I am your maid servant. Along with Satyabhama, they went to Swarna Mandir. Then Rukmini and Sakhi, what is the Sakhi's name? Madhavi. So they are discussing, what is Samantakamani, he is there, let us go see the Samantakamani. That time what happened? Rukmini Devi, she had a parrot bird. So the bird was her. The Swarna Mandir, Satyabhama talking to Krishna. So she came by seeing her tail. Where Rukmini and Madhavi sitting. And in Sanskrit verse, she repeated the whole story what is happening there. Actually, that is not Rathangi, yes, why, that is Krishna, everything. What a surprise, what happened? Krishna seated, he again seated me. Then Rukmini is thinking, okay, let us go. And then Rukmini, Sakhi, Madhavi, they both went hiding. What is happening there? Then entered the Swarna Mandir behind. So by that time, the Krishna and the Satyabhama, they are having the loving talk with each other. And Rukmini is hearing. Now, all the talk going on behind me. And after hearing for some time, then Rukmini Devi, he came in front. Now, coming towards them. Sasunas, Satyabhama, Rathangi, and they saw, Devi Rukmini is coming. Just got up from there. Not to show respect. Devi Rukmini is coming. So Rukmini went, told Satyabhama, I just came to see your father has given the Samantakamani. I just want to see how it looks like. That by that time Rukmini has not revealed that he has recognized Krishna. She is pretending as if she doesn't know anything. this Sakhi Rathangi and they brought this Samantaka money. I'm seeing the beautiful Samantaka money. Then Mother Mangal gets Samantaka money. Rukmini said, very beautiful Samantaka money. Then Rukmini said, I have this Samantaka money was produced from Samudra Manthan, you know, turning of milk ocean. And Madhu Mangal said, oh, yes, it could be. So Madhu Mangal, no, it's not from the turning, it's from different way. He just said, yes, it could be turning, from turning milk ocean. Then Rukmini said, oh, not only that, there's something more to that. What is more? See, when this milk turning, the milk ocean is taking place, different things are coming out of it. Airavata, Hasti, Lakshmi, are given to Vishnu, this, that. At one point, Amrita came, nectar came out of it. So when you know when nectar came, that time the demons and demigods were big fighting. Who will take this nectar? At that time, my husband Krishna, he appeared in a bloody form. Krishna is thinking, why all of a sudden she is talking about lady form? He says, maybe Rukmini knows that I have taken the lady form. So then Rukmini says, you know, my husband that time, his name was Mohini. Mohini. And she was so attractive. She was so attractive that he could attract even the Lord Shiva. See, turning butter, when the turning milk ocean, all the demigods are there. And Mohini form of Vishnu appeared, Lord Shiva was not there. So later on when he heard that Vishnu had appeared in Mohini form, then Shiva, Lord Shiva Mahadev became very much bigger species than Mohini form. Then along with his whole family, Parvati, Ganesh, Kartika, one day they went to see. Then Lord Shiva said, Lord Vishnu, I have heard that you have exhibited the most beautiful Mohini form. So I am to see that Mohini form. Lord Vishnu said, are you sure you want to see that Mohini form? Think twice and control yourself if I saw that Mohini form. And Lord Shiva said, what? I am controlling most beautiful lady Parvati. And this earth is the most beautiful lady Parvati. No problem. I am controller. But he doesn't recognize we are controlling Mahamaya. But what it is, no? It's controller of Yogamaya. Then Vishnu said, okay, you're ready now. Then Vishnu expanded his Mohini form. And when he said Mohini, but even if Lord Shiva, but attracted Mohini form of Vishnu, the Parvati is standing next to him, Ganesh, Kartika, he did not care and he ran after Mohini form. Then Rukmini is saying that my husband exhibited that Mohini, but the Mohini name is really bona fide, suitable. That form, he could attract even if Lord Shiva. And what to speak of all of us, how can we control not be affected? Then by this time, the Krishna is becoming more serious. Now I have been exposed now. He knows now what is happening, what is going on. Then Rukmini said, Satyamama, can you show me that form? Where is that form of my husband? Where it is? So by that everybody knows that Rukmini has recognized that is Krishna has blessed himself like Tathang. Then Satyamaya has played a like drama. That Aditya has recognized Krishna sitting next to us. Hey, why are you disturbing me? Or why you have treated me like this? She really asked that you have come to the form of this Ratan, you have treated me like this. No, very, very, very angry mood. That's why you have come to me. Then Krishna said, oh, now I am caught. Then immediately Krishna said, oh, Rukmini, I was just trying. I was dressing like a lady just trying to see whether you can recognize me or not. Whether you can recognize me or not. Then Radhani felt Satyamaya felt so bad. That now I am so unfortunate. Krishna left me in Vrindavan and I had to go to Surya Love there also. Now I was deprived of Krishna and Vrindavan. Then I came here in Nava Vrindavan and after so much endeavor, I have little association with Krishna and always the obstacle is taking place. When Krishna Krishna is associating with Satyabhama, then Rukmini is planning. Now, I kept Satyabhama in Navabrindavan, still I could not stop Krishna. Then I brought her to my house, still I can't stop. She is making a plan with Madhavi. We should keep Satyabhama in our house anymore. We should send her to my father's house. She's not Vidarbha. So all this plan is going on. Then Satyabhama feels very, very bad. No, what is going on? I'm so unfortunate. I can't serve Krishna. I can't get his association. He felt very bad. Then he said, no, I should give up my life now. Immediately, she left that place. And she went to Jamuna River. She likes to go in Jamuna River. There are many venomous serpents are there. So I should go and commit suicide there. Venomous serpent, I'll go, they'll bite me. The second time, first time he was trying to commit suicide in Vrindavan Jamuna. My second time he's trying to commit suicide in Navavrindavan Jamuna. Then immediately she left that place. Then Krishna changed his clothes to normal, no yellow garments like Krishna. Then pacifying. Rukmini, no, Rukmini, I am here. Then Rukmini. Now, when Krishna was there in the lady dress with Satyabhama, Rukmini was telling to her Sakhi Madhavi, Madhavi. However, it is not time to feel any sorrow or bad. Now see the beautiful form of Satyabhama and in the form of a lady Krishna. Let us enjoy. Nice atmosphere. When Satyabhama left, Krishna was feeling very bad. Then Rukmini said, no, my heart is breaking to see you in this condition. You are in very awkward position. No? You please don't feel any awkward. Rukmini said, now I have a prayer to you. And I want to serve you in the Gogosha of Nanda Maharaj. With the association of Nanda, Yashoda, everybody, I am to serve you there. So messenger came. They have come by bullock cart. They have reached at the end of Dwaraka. So Krishna said, no, then I must go and receive them. So Krishna will go to receive Nanda and Yashoda. They have reached there. And here Satyabhama had gone to Jamuna to commit suicide. Then Nanda Yashoda, the whole Rajavati, they have come. Next, what will happen? We'll have third chapter from there. Then, after entering into Jamuna River, the higher Raga will go from there, Satyama will go from there. And how this whole reunion will take place. And wherever they are kept in different places, hiding, Lalita, Vishakha, all 16,100, they will come together. So, that we will discuss tomorrow in Ramchandra Prabhu. What I'll do tomorrow, it will take maybe half an hour, 30 minutes. Next 20 minutes, I'll give you philosophical presentation behind this pastime, why all these things happening. Of course, tomorrow what I'll say, that will not be end of the pastime. But at least this chapter, in this section, that will be a little complete. So that will continue how others listen to me. No, Sunday lecture not this. That will be from Bhagavad Gita. That will be from Bhagavad Gita. That is all public. Okay, I have to now announce you something, some announcement. One announcement is from last 2 years, we are organizing Sri Kshetra Parikrama, just like Vrindavan Parikrama, Navadvip Parikrama.